Good morning. Here's my climate number this morning. 42%. That's the increase in the heaviest rainfall events across the Midwest. The data from Climate Central shows that 2- and 3-inch downpours have more than doubled in the U.S. Here in Minnesota, there are now 6 more days on average each year with rainfall over 0.5 inch. So it's not your imagination. We can now actually measure how our warmer, wetter atmosphere is producing heavier rainfall events in Minnesota. And what was once climate theory has now become our weather reality. And signs of a big Midwest renewable energy boom this week. The state of Illinois is about to see a 2,000% increase in solar energy projects by 2025. That boom will create thousands of new jobs. Dave Collada is the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board in Chicago.
The industry has been very clear that they need people. The bill passed these policies that are leading to such growth rate in solar, what was called the Future Energy Jobs Act. And it really was pitched at the end of the day as a way to bring affordable clean energy and grow the clean energy economy here in Illinois. So we're already seeing quite exponential growth. Chicago is now third in the country. Now, a lot of that is energy efficiency jobs. But we're seeing the solar industry ramp up and hiring people. And there's a whole strategy behind this, including new job training programs and trying to link up people who are in underrepresented communities and really put them in positions where they can get the jobs of the future.
I know the economy there is struggling lately. Is this a possible shot in the arm economically for Illinois?
We think so. The clean energy economy has grown over the last decade. Illinois hasn't been doing all that well from an economics point of view. But clean energy has been a bright spot throughout that time period. And I think this is aimed at taking it to the next level. We expect and I think it's almost certainly to materialize that you're going to see a lot more jobs available. And I think the challenge for those of us who work in the nonprofit space especially is to make sure that every community in the state has the opportunity to benefit not just from the clean energy, but also from the jobs themselves so that we're ready and able to fill those jobs in a way that's equitable and brings the most value to everyone across the state.
What kind of benchmarks will you be watching in the next months or year or two going forward as this build-out happens?
I think we're going to be very interested in just how far we can extend the funding to get as many projects as possible. But we're hoping that value goes to all communities, that all communities are brought in and that some aren't left out. And the job creation angle as well. I think these are the metrics that the legislature and the governor established when this bill became law. They talked about making sure that everyone in the state can benefit on a savings point of view, that the environment benefits, and that there are jobs across the state. So I think those are the three things that we'll be looking at. One of the things here that is really encouraging to us as a consumer group is that every year you see the costs of solar and batteries keep coming down. And if that continues, it's only going to get better, which is ultimately what we want at the end of the day, clean, affordable energy.
Dave Collada, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board in Chicago. This will be interesting to watch as Illinois turns on the sun. Thanks for sharing your perspective today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.